Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
We are the waiting, it turns out. It's Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
I got to say this real quick for my South Bay peoples.
All right.
The fog is so thick out there today that you might crash.
Yeah. The North Bay people should also be well aware that is happening. It's
How are the Alameda people?
Yeah, how are the Alameda
people? No fog in the East Bay.
Oh, God. No. It was so bad today that I... Normally, there's low points I hit. Like at 92, I hit a low point on 280, and you hit fog.
Mm.
This was the whole way really thick.
Oof,
I had to get up high over the Waldo Grade to really hit it. But it's so ghostly. Everything changes. Like, you're just driving along, do-do-do. You can see everything around you, and then all of a sudden, it's like... Stephen King has entered the building.
A couple times as I was driving, just sort of out of the fog, suddenly there's red brake lights. And you go, whoa, there's someone up there. You know what I mean? Like that, yikes. So pay attention and drive safely.
Because if someone stopped
time.
In a lane or if there's a crash, you do really need to slow down. I know you don't want to. I get it. No one wants to. We're all going. It's 4 in the morning. We don't want to be in our car driving wherever we're going.
I'm on a schedule. I got to get somewhere, but that definitely slowed me down. So just quick mention, fog, everyone.
And give yourself a little extra time. Maybe it's not as bad once the sun comes up, which is coming up later and later. When's the shortest day of the year? 10 days from now? It's like around the 21st, I think.
I thought the first day of winter or solstice or whatever, winter solstice was 21st or 23rd, something like that.
That sounds right. And then it starts getting longer again.
The 21st.
It's the 21st, yeah.
That's the first day of winter.
That's the solstice.
Okay.
Which is the same thing, right?
I guess so. Uh-huh. I think so. I don't know if the official season change is a different day.
I saw something, though, that the sunsets are getting later already and the sunrises are getting later. I don't know.
They keep getting later until the 21st.
But the sunrises should be getting later and the sunset should be getting earlier. That's weird.
I don't know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The days are still getting shorter, but the sun is setting later.
Oh.
That's what the internet told me.
You know what? I believe the internet. I don't even want to fact check it. How would I anyway? I mean, if I can't get a straight answer from the internet, how would I check it on the internet? It just seems silly. I just accept everything now.
Such a great strategy.
AI, deep fakes.
First day of winter is December 1st or 21st, and it goes through March 20th. There's your winter.
Thank you. That's the dead of winter.
Uh-huh.
Winter. Ugh. Is anybody's, I guess if you're a skier or something, maybe you love winter the most. Like, is there anyone who's like, I love it the most?
I love it the most.
You love winter the most? I thought you loved fall the most.
I love both. This is the time of year when the surf gets good. And I don't want to dance on the fact that there's no rain.
Mm.
But for the last 4 years, with all that rain, the surf has sucked. And now that there's no rain, I've been kind of scoring. So I don't want to say that, but it's been a delight.
I hate to be enjoying the lack of rain we've all not been enjoying, but I'm enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it thoroughly. Yeah, I mean, with the weather, it comes wind and chewed up surf.
Yeah.
And we haven't had that.
It does feel, it feels wrong to enjoy climate change. But it is true that on a day-to-day basis, it does benefit us.
I will say that the rain, there is a slight chance for rain next week.
Oh.
I'm seeing it on the apps and in the forecast. So there's a possibility, it's not showing snow in Tahoe.
Right.
But we might see some rain here next
week.
But
it sounds like events. It's not the
atmospheric river bit isn't going to get dusted off.
God.
Atmospheric river.
Well, you guys really hurt my feelings a while ago. So I was thinking I would just leave. How do you like that?
Well.
How do you like them apples, huh?
The snow resorts are not liking it. And I know how, like, I have a friend who plans a winter ski trip every year with the boys from high school.
Oh, boy.
They always go. And he's got a budget for it. So it's a certain amount of money that he's going to spend. That's going to be a problem if he's not careful, and it's planned and it's paid for, and he's already going, I don't know what's going to happen.
When is it?
It's in like February.
Okay.
But
I've only been here a few years, but I have noticed that the time to go skiing is in March. And people in March are, by then you're, you know, you've done a lot of the days and you're starting to get tired and you're feeling like it's bonus. So I'm like, that's when there's finally snow.
Yeah.
January, no snow.
It does vary a lot. I will say, though, the best thing I ever did for Tahoe was sell the house I had in Tahoe, because we went through like 3 winters with no snow.
Yep.
And so we decided to sell, and it was, the kids were getting older. And then the minute we sold that house, it dumped for like 6 years straight, like the best ski seasons of all time.
The new owner must have deserved it.
Yes, they must have had good karma.
Anyway, it wasn't for you. It wasn't your journey.
I guess not.
California definitely has fickle seasons, yes. And we might be in one.
Yep.
And that's true. How we end up a drought state, because sometimes we go through more than one winter without.
I know.
Let's cross our fingers for some snow, but right now let's hope that this Christmas vacation,
someone
on the show goes surfing every day.
Every single day. It's good for that certain someone's state of mind, I've noticed.
Oh, it makes me sick. This makes this person such a better person.
Yep.
And I love talking with fellow people in the parking lot who also are like, I'm a better husband.
Mm.
I'm a better friend.
Good.
You got to get that church in, man.
Yep. Your meditation, church all wrapped into one.
Yes, that's my church.
Anyway, you know, we've got a movie review, movie club conversation coming up.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited. Did you watch it yesterday?
I didn't get to finish it, but I put it in and I do have thoughts. Mm. So I'm excited to get to that. Love Actually is the movie this time. Hopefully you watched it, and we're gonna do Bob's Movie Club in a bit. You watched it again?
I did watch it again.
And you watch it every year?
Yeah, but I watched it again last night, and it's amazing how many things irritate me about that movie.
Oh, I can't
wait to
hear. I love
it, but there's a lot of things that irritate me about that movie.
I can't wait to hear what irritates you. It's funny because I thought, I guess maybe after I got the assignment, one of the days last weekend, I started it, and I figured I don't even need to really necessarily get through this whole thing. But then I think it was Tuesday night, I just picked it back up again, and John goes, oh, sits down, and we wound up watching the whole rest of the movie. Like, to the point where I was like, oh no, it's time for bed. Oh no. I'm excited to talk about it. And next week we have a quick turnaround on this one, because we're doing a couple Christmas movies, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Let's do it, baby. Right.
It's a home run.
I know I saw that in like the 80s or whenever it came out, but I don't believe I've ever seen it again since then.
Wow. It's good.
I don't think I've ever really seen it.
Is that so?
Yeah.
What year did it come out? Do you remember?
No.
It's Chevy Chase. It's all the same people from Vacation. Oh, 89. Okay.
I was going to say late 80s.
Yeah, the kids are different. They always change the kids every movie, which is kind of a running joke.
Need to have them be kids.
It is. I watch it every year. It stands up every year.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
It's really, really, really great. And I said it earlier, but it's a bummer that Chevy Chase, as great as he is such a D.
Yeah.
Everybody hates him.
Everyone knows that he is just an absolute tyrant.
There is a documentary. Is it coming out? It's called I'm Chevy Chase and You're Not.
I'm not sure. I haven't watched it, but I think it might be out already.
Because I was seeing some stories about it, and I think it's his documentary, so maybe he spins himself in the best possible light.
Oh.
But maybe not. Maybe somebody else put it together, and it's...
It's actually coming out New Year's Day on CNN.
Oh.
No one else wanted it, so he had to sell it.
Everyone else
CNN.
Was like, we don't even
CNN
like
CNN does really good docs.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah, 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 sorry.
He would know. He is the documentary guy.
I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh.
No, I know that he is a person that everyone who's worked with him has said, that guy's awful.
Mm.
And yet, there he is, killing it.
I want to hear about the awfulness.
I'm trying to educate myself. I watched the Eddie Murphy one on Netflix.
What did you think?
I'm like, I don't know nearly enough about this guy. He didn't enter my life until he was Shrek. And I heard he did some stuff before that.
He did a few things.
Yeah.
Nothing of note.
It was really cool. And I thought it was exactly, I mean, they cataloged his whole life with his input, like making jokes. And
so there must be a ton of funny stuff in there.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, you saw it.
He just laughs the whole time too, which is adorable.
Yeah. But he's just, you kind of forget his impact on media. And like, you know, when he, you know, burst onto the scene, he was like
a freaking cyclone.
Yeah.
That guy was great. So he was on SNL. That's the first time I ever saw him was on SNL. But then he put out a couple of comedy specials that were humongous.
Yeah.
And then he did a series of movies that were absolutely freaking great.
I think the first one that I remember was called 48 Hours.
Yeah, that was his first
big
role.
With Nick Nolte, and he gets anyway, I won't tell you the story, but you should watch it. He is great.
Yep.
In that movie. And then he does Trading Places, and there's just a string of
Beverly Hills
Cop home runs. Yeah.
Right.
We'll probably do an Eddie movie next year for Bob's Movie Club.
Oh, that would be great.
I need to watch
it. It would be interesting to see how those hold up, too, because they were like late 80s, early 90s. And they're, I mean, one of the biggest standout things in some of the older movies we've watched is just how much our worlds have changed since technology came into the picture.
Yeah.
Like, I think was it sneakers? Just like, you know, people with the wall-mounted phone. Like, it, you know, all these just silly things like... I was even thinking the other day, I mean, I guess I occasionally went to libraries as an adult, but where did I get all my info? Like, where did, if you had to look something up, what were your options?
You didn't have them.
You didn't.
No, you went to the library and got the fiche.
And you would go in microfiche. Right. You'd have to look back through like old newspaper. They would photograph the news, and you'd slide them into a microfiche reader, and you'd be like looking through goggles trying to find the story from 1975 that you wanted to.
Or,
so good.
And my parents did this, and I don't know if you guys, there were people walking neighborhoods selling the
classic Maddie Swallow,
the Encyclopedia
Britannica.
What a gulp!
We had the Book of
Knowledge.
Usually
turn my mic off.
Anyway, the bright orange encyclopedias, I don't remember if they were the Encyclopedia Britannica.
I think they were.
I thought the Britannica was the one that was like leather bound. We had the Book of Knowledge, which was, I think my grandmother had a set. So it was very old. Like plutonium was just listed as like an element, you know, not a dangerous thing that could blow the world up.
Yeah, they're not showing them the way I remember them in the online right now. They were bright orange. The cover was bright orange, and they were alphabetized, and you could sometimes find the thing that you were trying to look up.
If you needed to know about volcanoes, you could go to the V volume and open it up, and there would
spiders,
be pages.
Or, sure. You know, whatever the thing is, you could look it up.
There were a lot more kind of like sciencey books in circulation, too. Like, I remember having, as a kid, like a book about the animal kingdom, a book about the oceans, just earth science kind of stuff. And as a kid, you'd just read them because you didn't have a screen to look at. Like, we would sit down and just like open up one of the volumes of the encyclopedia and just read. What was what?
I remember ours being so old that the section on space was like ended with, and someday soon, man will go to the moon.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, well, we just did that. But
right.
Here they are. Funk and Wagnalls.
Oh, Funk and Wagnalls.
Encyclopedia. That's what we had.
There you go.
There they are.
They really are orange.
That's so funny. I believe we had those in my school library. I remember looking at those.
I don't remember, like, when I
Young
read the name Funk and Wagnalls, I went, oh, yeah. But I didn't remember. I had no.
I haven't heard the name Funk and Wagnall.
Yeah.
Are they still a thing?
Young Students Encyclopedia. That's what we had. Yeah. All 20 of them.
And they would update them all the time. That's too.
There's your Google, kids.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was a stack of outdated books from 6 years ago.
I remember.
Or longer.
I remember my mom and I were talking about something and we're arguing about the answer and we're like, oh, let's look it up. And I was maybe like nine or 10. She goes, let me go get the encyclopedia. And I was like, why would we look in there? Let's just look it up on Google on the computer. And I just, that always sticks in my brain because it didn't, she didn't think of it. And I was like, oh, this is something.
I'm sure that there is, like, Wiki is kind of like an online encyclopedia, but it is editable and it can't be 100% trusted.
It can be just as trusted as a real encyclopedia.
Count it.
100%.
Okay.
Those days of it having inaccurate information are decades gone.
You really think so?
Yes, I do. I think Wikipedia, I think we take it for granted. It is so awesome. It's free. It's, people are so passionate behind it. I love it so much.
Yeah. You know, I guess in a way, when I'm looking for something, and I actually do think to myself, I just want the facts. I don't want people's perspective on it, whatever. I mean, I go to Wiki all the time. That's why I donate to them. Everybody should, if you use Wikipedia, you should give them a buck. $1 for knowledge.
Funky Wagnalls went out of business in 95. Oh. But you know, one of those old sets, they're selling for like $250.
Yeah, like I would love to have an old set of encyclopedias. I would love that.
I think I still have ours in the attic of my parents' house.
They're actually, I would actually like one from 100 years ago. Like a set that's just, you know, what the day's knowledge was. You know, because they become like a historical note. Because every year they would update them.
Yeah.
And now it's just all online.
I don't know where ours ended up, but there's no chance they're still around.
Oh, your mom just wouldn't have moved them house to house and in a box somewhere.
You know, my parents moved my dad was in the airline business and it's very much like radio. They moved a lot.
Yeah. Well, even since, I think when you and I started working together, did they live in Pittsburgh at that point?
They went
Pittsburgh,
from
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they went from San Diego to Pennsylvania to Dallas to Seattle in a very short period of time.
Right. And now your mom's down here.
And she's down here.
Right.
But anyway.
Well, they didn't move as much as we did, but they
But
did,
it's but
they
that is where you go. Why would we carry these with us? Chuck.
Right. You do have to pare down. You move enough times, you're just like, I never even unboxed these the last three moves. Why don't I just donate the box? All right, we are so late. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show, we'll play one song, come back, Bob's Movie Club.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you,
with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.